ABC News Now, I'm Lionel Moise. Time is running out for the five people on board the missing deep-sea submersible. Their oxygen supply only expected to last until Thursday morning. There has been renewed hope with sonar buoys picking up sounds Tuesday and Wednesday, but so far a search of the area has turned up nothing.
The sub is the only passenger vessel in the world capable of taking a group that size to the Titanic, 2.4 miles underwater. Mike Reese was on that trip just last year.
It is always in the back of your head that this is dangerous and any small problem will turn into a major and catastrophe.
The crew on Titan Expeditions is locked in from the outside with 17 bolts.
ABC's Gio Benitez reporting. A U.S. Navy crane capable of bringing up items from as deep as 20,000 feet has arrived to Newfoundland. Officials said it had to then be welded to a chartered ship to take it to the remote search area. This is ABC News. The Hollywood writer's strike has passed the 50-day mark. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Thousands of striking writers and their supporters showed up to rally in Los Angeles Wednesday with Adam Conover of the WGA Negotiating Committee, one of the many speakers.
We are the ones who invent the characters, plot the stories, and write the jokes that their audiences love. They have nothing without us. Every dollar they make begins with us. Yeah. And we are going to be out here until they remember that.
The rally comes on the 51st day of the strike, significant because it's halfway to the 100 days that the 2007 strike lasted, and there's no end in sight. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Amazon has been hit with a new lawsuit claiming it tricked millions of users into Prime subscriptions. The Federal Trade Commission says the tech giant used deceitful tactics, and the company also made it more complicated for customers to cancel their subscriptions as a way to enhance sales. In a statement to ABC News, Amazon called the claims false on the facts and the law. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Okay, serious question. Can you be a woman of value if you don't get married and have children? 844-967-2789. I can't even get through that question with a serious face. But seriously, apparently, according to the speakers at Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit,
yay,
you cannot be a woman of value unless you give up your career aspirations and be a trad wife, which I just found out this morning means traditional wife.
I'm going to stay quiet during this entire segment.
No, Greg Bach, we want your thoughts on this. Of course, we want Jane Madden's thoughts on this, and we want your thoughts on this. 844-967-2789. We're going to go through some of the, my words, bonkers things that went down at this summit that is targeted towards women who are in high school and college. So we're talking like 16 to 22-year-old young women at the Turning Points USA Annual Young Women's Leadership Summit that took place in Texas. And a lot of this reporting came from Madeline Peltz for Media Matters, who suffered through the weekend.
Truly.
Get her a drink.
She deserves a prize.
And my biggest takeaway from this, and so, as was hers, is the hypocrisy of the women who were speakers. So we're talking about Candace Owens from Daily Wire. We're talking about Laura Ingraham from Fox. Ugh. Alex Clark, who's a Turning Points podcaster and media. Like, she's got a huge following on social media. Allie Beth Stackey. So the biggest women voices in staunch conservative media.
How was that again?
Staunch. But, you know, and I follow, because I, like I've said before, I try to follow all of these different things just to see what is the message that they're putting out. And like, I follow the Allie Beth, I follow, and hers is very religious. But none of these women have given up their careers to be mothers. All of these women are very successful, have huge followings, have a huge audience, and even Turning Points USA, the people who work for them, their chief marketing officer, Marina Menez, in her biography, says nothing about her achievements as a wife or mother. And the same goes for the vice president of events, Lauren Tonktich, and who's also so they're hiring and paying women speakers, and they're employing high-powered women. And yet the overriding message of this conference was, give up your career, give up your birth control. And I'm so confused. There's the hypocrisy, but I'm also like, if someone out there can explain what is the political end game of doing this? Because we've talked a lot in the last week and a half about daycares closing. And I put another video out last night that kind of blew up. And that's a lot of people in the comment section saying they want women to stay home. But like, mm-hmm. what is the political end game? Because we know for the economy, that's not necessarily a good thing. So I would love to hear from you. What is the end game of telling women to go back to the house and not focus on a career? 844-967-2789. Greg and Jane, I'll open it up to you too.
Okay, here's what I think.
I was going to say, I think no matter what, we are going to hear Jane's opinion today on this one.
I think the goal is to make women meek and obedient and subservient. And therefore, they will vote like their husbands.
Which to me seems very, very... I said before, it's a lot like the concept of prison. What do they want to do to prisoners? They want to erase their identity. They want to make them feel like they have no individuality whatsoever. When you put them in that situation, when their whole life is defined by other people and the achievements of others, then what do they have to gain by speaking up?
And maybe it's that's, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's that simple. But as far as, because I do know that after, was it after, I think it was after the midterms where the Jesse Waters,
with yes.
the, he had his
a
whole,
huge hypocrite too.
He had his whole diatribe of, we need, he's like, guys, go marry these women, because basically the demographics voting data came out mm-hmm. and
right.
the amount of married women. The only demographic of women who really still voted Republican were like married Republican women.
Yeah.
And so it's like, is the goal the for votes? Is it the reason why we're like push that this is like the new mantra? Because at least where the reporting went for this entire event, there was no talk about policy. There was no talk about candidates. It was all give up your career. Give up birth control. Daycare is a myth and a fallacy. And transgender people are coming for your everything.
It's all dog whistling and talking points.
And so it's just the... And it's funny because you think about the type of young woman who's aspirational enough to be... You know, these are women who are heading their chapter of turning points on campus, at their high school or whatever. So like... They're already probably more likely like type A ambitious young girls who are like giving up their weekend to go to a political conference.
Yeah.
This is not like your like apathetic teenager.
Who's going to make their boyfriend's dinner?
And this is the message that you're giving them. And I just, is it as simple as that? It's just because, if they get married young and they become mothers and they don't have their own careers and like they're easier to get their votes.
Well, part of me thinks that it's incredibly naive for people like Jesse Waters and others to think that if these women who voted in the last couple election cycles, if they voted liberal, if a man just walked through the door and said, hey, I'm here to take care of you. I have my job. I have success. I want to be your husband. It sounds ridiculous when you say it, but does that, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a woman. Does that happen to some women who get married and have a life where they're at home with the children? Do they just sort of fall into that? That's another question to ask. That's where I guess it gets a little more nuanced to ask the question of like, when people get married, do they fall into those traditional places that we think are kind of ridiculous now, but they still exist apparently?
Oh, I think the answer to that is absolutely. I mean, the almost everything you hear about like domestic labor,
yeah.
and even when like both if it's a heterosexual relationship and both partners work, the amount of like work, like household work that mm-hmm. the woman typically still does is like exponential.
Yeah.
And so I think there's more dialogue than there used to be about as far as like weaponized incompetence. Do you know what that is?
No, I love it. I mean,
do you know what weaponized incompetence is?
I have no idea.
Oh, I think I do. I think it sounds like I do know, but go ahead.
No, I would love to hear what you think it is.
I feel like it's something that men do.
It's something anyone can do.
Yeah, yeah. Where you use your incompetence to get your way or to like get out of doing things.
Yeah.
basically. Yeah, so like, I don't know. I can't.
I don't know. I don't know. Do the dishes.
I don't know. Every time I wash the dishes, they're still dirty. You should just do them because I'll take out the trash. That's easier.
Yeah. And yeah. So it's basically this idea of
I'm so smart.
I don't know how to do it. So you do it better. And so by pretending that I'm incompetent and can't figure it out, I'm still adding to your workload. Yeah. And so there's, you know, that is something that in the last couple of years has like now has a term, right? So I think the even in the most progressive, open-minded heterosexual relationships, those gender roles still come out, and which is a discussion to have. And but I would love to hear from you on this. Like, I think this conversation can go a lot of different directions. We're starting with the Turning Points USA Women's Summit just because of how egregious they were in telling young women you have to give up your career. Like, ambitious young women. I want to put that like it's not these are women who are seeking for guidance and want to, and I idolize these women who were on stage who have built audiences of millions, mm-hmm. but then are turning around like, do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, but I
get to do this.
I just want
not
to.
But
I think
so
it
much.
Opens up all of this discussion as far as like, where are we in 2023 with women working and wanting to be moms and balancing the two? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-96-PARTY. We would love to hear from you.
Joe from Appleton is joining us. Good morning, Joe. What do you think?
Hey, gang. I agree that I think it's all an act with the Turning Point women. And I know you're up against a break. I just wanted to point out one more related to Turning Point in a way. Lauren Boebert, who has spoken at many Turning Point events and who on March 8th this year, which was International Women's Day, tweeted out, "My husband isn't in town today or I'd make him a sandwich. Happy International Women's Day." Now, this was all of a couple of months, at least, since she had moved out of the house because they were going to get divorced, yep. and a couple of months before she announced that they were splitting up. It is all an act for all this, you know, let's be subservient for, it's just so they could be pinned down by their overbearing male counterparts. I don't take much stock in it, and I hope the vast majority of women, young women in this country, see through that act.
And here's a question I have, and a really quick question. Since becoming congressional members, Boebert and MTG, who both entered elected office married, are now divorced. Mm-hmm. Has this act destroyed their marriage? Have their husbands like, I can't do this. I can't be associated to you. I can't, like, you're too crazy for me. And I was crazy before.
Boebert's husband doesn't sound like the most stable person. I know nothing
He's
about
He's probably MTG's. Weaponized his incompetence.
There you go. All right. Well, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you.
Thanks, Joe.
We would love to hear from you on this topic. I think, in general, what is the reason behind conservatives trying to push women back to the household? Do you think if you're out there and you can actually make an argument of why women should stay home because that is the natural order? I'd love to talk to you too. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a minute.
For those little flies in your kitchen?
I did. That's why I got Zevo. I just plug in the trap, insert a cartridge, and let the light do all the work.
Zevo traps use blue and UV light to attract and trap flying insects with no odor, no mess, and no stress. Stop swatting and ditch the DIY traps. With Zevo, getting rid of bugs is as easy as
click, click, blue.
Zevo. People friendly, bug deadly.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 65 overnight under mainly clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Lows dip down to about 65 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter.
Welcome
to
back to
the
Matt from
the
director. Lines are open 844-967-2789. I want to respond briefly to Bill of Oconomowoc. Bill's exactly right on point. What they're trying to do with this impeachment of Biden and impeachment of everybody else is take the heat off of Trump. Remember something, Trump has been criminally charged with felonies, about 31 of them, having to do with documents, top secret documents that give out the identities of our undercover agents. And not because their names are on them, but because the information in them can be traced back to one individual. And then we had a spike of people who were then captured in China and Russia and executed as a result of that. They're doing anything they can to take the heat off. So Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of them are lying in the weeds. They put together impeachment articles against Biden, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Alejandro Mayorkas, and U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. But they were a little slow on the draw, and they decided, well, what we're going to do is we're going to run it through the committees. And Lauren Boebert comes out blinking in the sunlight. She goes, nah, let's just get Biden this way. McCarthy is trying to put the kibosh on it, not because he doesn't want to take the heat off of their criminal being Donald Trump, but because he knows how crazy this is. Not through a committee, some idiot that almost lost her last race comes up, no reasons. They could lose a lot of votes. So, and what I regret, and I'll say this to Bill, is that the center-right, honest Republicans we used to have, people like Dwight Eisenhower, now Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, there aren't more of them. What happened? What happened to that party? We're going to the lines. In order, don't hang up. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Matt, great show as usual. You know, we have a flagrant abuse of power right before our very eyes, utilizing fraudulent claims, going after our legally elected president. How much more abuse of power criminality do we have to experience here? I mean, it is just nauseating. Listening to these liars going after our president and our country. It's unbelievable, Matt. There should be laws against this. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I just get sick, and I was watching the fake trial. I guess, you know, Gates had some kind of fake session, you know, wasn't even qualified to hold a listening session or some kind of session. And it was like, oh, my blood pressure is going through the roof. I had to turn it off because I couldn't stand it because I thought, this is unbelievable in my country. So anyway, I had to give my two cents worth today. Thank you so much, Matt, for letting us express ourselves.
Thank you, Gene. Excellent comments as always. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. It's hard to follow Bill and Gene.
You also have four Supreme Court justices that are for sale, a distinct functional Congress, all trying to protect, or most of them are trying to protect, a man that sold our country out with classified top secret documents. That should be enough right there. But I'm really getting worried about the Supreme Court also. It seems like four of them are for sale. So great call, Genia. All right. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. And let's go to that, Paul, and we'll squeeze in as much as we can this segment. I'll pick it up afterwards. But now we have Samuel Alito. Now, look, Clarence Thomas has been on the take for 20 years. This billionaire of his, 20 years, and this billionaire had benefited from Clarence Thomas's decisions. Clarence Thomas's mother had her house bought and nice new roof put on. Clarence Thomas gets taken regularly up on luxury vacations. His wife gets a lot of money, doesn't disclose any of this stuff. And then he goes ahead and votes for these guys. Some of these decisions are 5-4. He's corrupt. He's corrupt. Well, now Samuel Alito just disclosed in ProPublica, just disclosed that he went on a luxury fishing trip paid for by a billionaire named Paul Singer. Paul Singer. Here's how Alito described it, and then here's the facts. Alito put out an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today, blasting ProPublica. You know, Supreme Court justices don't blast the media. They're not supposed to do that because basically all they got, the only currency they have, is legitimacy. And if they don't have that, they have nothing. He says, went on a trip. It was a modest accommodation. It was comfortable, but, you know, and the seat on the plane, this is what he said. The seat on the plane wouldn't have been occupied otherwise, and I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. Here's the truth. There's a private jet. The price to fly him on a private jet for his benefit was $100,000. It was a luxury resort up in Alaska. They had chefs, a whole swarm of chefs. They make king crab legs, Kobe filet. That's steak, very, very fancy steak. One of the fishing guides said that they were boasting that the wine they drank cost $1,000 a bottle. Now, $1,000 a bottle, that better be some darn good wine. That better be some darn good wine. 100 grand for the jet each way would have been 200 grand round trip. King crab legs and Kobe beef and a grand. And then Paul Singer has a hedge fund called Elliott Management. And in 2014, there was a very difficult case. It came to the Supreme Court and Alito voted for Elliott Management. That's corruption. That's corruption. And then, of course, Gorsuch got a worthless fishing cabin in Colorado bought by a guy, the head of a big firm who had dozens of cases in front of him. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. That's what Paul was talking about. I'm going to talk about it a little more afterwards and what can be done. But Paul Singer had 10 cases before the Supreme Court, and Alito took that money from him. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such number. No such soul. Return the sender. Return the sender.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News Now, I'm Lionel Moyes. Time is running out for the five people on board the missing deep-sea submersible. Their oxygen supply only expected to last until Thursday morning. There has been renewed hope with sonar buoys picking up sounds Tuesday and Wednesday, but so far a search of the area has turned up nothing.
The sub is the only passenger vessel in the world capable of taking a group that size to the Titanic 2.4 miles underwater. Mike Reese was on that trip just last year.
It is always in the back of your head that this is dangerous and any small problem will turn into a major and catastrophe.
The crew on Titan Expeditions is locked in from the outside with 17 bolts.
ABC's Gio Benitez reporting. A U.S. Navy crane capable of bringing up items from as deep as 20,000 feet has arrived to Newfoundland. Officials said it had to then be welded to a chartered ship to take it to the remote search area. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right back to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Well, thank you much for drawing to our attention this story about Supreme Court Justice Alito and his taking that lovely private jet at $100,000 each way, so $200,000. He got a nice trip up at a luxury resort in Alaska, and it included wine that was going for $1,000 a bottle. How nice. The company is called Elliott Management, as you said. I would suggest that some had suggested in the past that we take emblems of companies that have donated excessively to congressional members and just put them on their jackets every day, not unlike what you have with people who ride in the Daytona 500, you know, race car drivers. Their jackets, their garb is all covered with the emblems of the people who have paid for the ride. So I would suggest that Mr. Alito and certainly the other Supreme Court justices are in the same boat. That black robe would really stand out well, I think. And then we can just start putting the company's emblems on there, in this case, Elliott Management. What do you think? Then we know who's paid them. Then we know who's bought them. You know, why hide it? Just right. Be obvious. Just well, say who's calling the shots.
Yeah, you know, I think that's very funny. But you know what is not funny is there are nine justices on the Supreme Court, and there is nothing in the Constitution that lets them do things like they did in Citizens United, Dobbs, any of this stuff, and nothing whatsoever. Moore v. Harper, Shelby County. And yet they decided, this is serious stuff, in the last 15 years or so, to gut, to disembowel the Voting Rights Act, to let dark money, crooked money into our politics, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which had been in 50 years had stood, and everybody had, was, it penetrated our national culture. And in Shelby County, the only thing that was left of the Voting Rights Act after that, you wonder why we have gerrymandering? You wonder why we have gerrymandering? We have gerrymandering because the Voting Rights Act was taken out. Who told them they had the right to do that? Congress passed the Voting Rights Act. Congress wanted to repeal it. They couldn't. Of course, they couldn't because they don't have the votes. The Supreme Court did that to help Republican legislators in the various states. And that is why we have gerrymandering. Now, consider something, Joe. Alito, and this is in the Wall Street Journal today, saying, I didn't do anything wrong. ProPublica is a rotten news source. That's what he said. And then he said, and it was not true. He said they were comfortable, but rustic. This is what he said. Rustic home-style fare. Comfortable accommodations, but rustic home-style fare. You know, I don't know what home he's talking about. But king crab legs, Kobe beef, and $1,000 a bottle for wine. He's not telling the truth. And then he said, you know, transportation as if they bought him a seat on a plane or something. No, it wasn't a seat on a plane. It was a private plane. It was the jet owned by Paul Singer. And the price, if you want to lease that kind of a jet to fly to Alaska, as back is $100,000 each way. More to the point, Paul Singer had about 10 cases before the Supreme Court. Alito knows Paul Singer. He spent his vacation up there with him. And Alito, in a case in 2014, when Elliott Management, Paul Singer's hedge fund, had a lot at stake, went with him, voted for him. That is corrupt. That is not why the people of this country have agreed to obey Supreme Court opinions for 200 years. Right now, only 41% of the nation has confidence in the Supreme Court. It used to be in the 80s. It was the highest confidence level of any organ of government. And this isn't a good thing, because remember something. The Supreme Court also did Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, and people obeyed. When back in the 1890s, in Plessy v. Ferguson, they said separate but equal is okay. That's when they said black people could be forced to sit in the back of a train. 1954, 60 years later, they went the other way. And people obeyed because they had confidence in the Supreme Court. In Baker v. Carr in the early 60s, Justice Brennan ruled that you had to have what was called one man, one vote. In other words, one person, one vote. In Alabama, every county had a legislator. Well, the biggest counties, with a lot of African-American population, had one legislator, and little counties with 200 people had one legislature. And no, Brendan said no, the Supreme Court, and people obeyed. In New York Times versus Sullivan in 1964, media were being sued. And by the way, this is what one of the things that disturbs me the most about DeSantis. He wants to legislatively overturn New York Times versus Sullivan. But what it basically said is that for a public figure, in that case, it was a sheriff, elected sheriff in Alabama, you can't sue the media or anybody, even if what they say is not true, unless you can prove that they did it with malice, which is defined legally as recklessness, knowing it wasn't true. But otherwise, just think about something. How many times have you heard somebody in a letter to the editor or at a school board meeting or something say, The county board's in the hip pocket of the developers. You can say that because the county board's elected. Maybe they're in the hip pocket, maybe they're not. But if billionaires wanted to ruin you, they could hire a high-priced law firm to sue you, and you can't afford the legal fees to defend it. And they, if it weren't for New York Times versus Sullivan, they would argue, you said I was in the hip pocket, you know, whatever right-wing board member they use as the titular plaintiff. You said I was in the hip pocket of the developers. That means I was bribed. Prove it. Well, you may have just been shooting your mouth off, but the guy did vote for the developers all the time. Maybe the developers are good or bad. We don't want to hear about any of this stuff. You're a citizen. You can say stuff like that. See, the Supreme Court has done a lot of cases that are essential to modern America. This Supreme Court is corrupt. Now, is it all nine of them? No. Alito took money. Roberts' wife got millions of dollars, I think $10 million for being a headhunter. No, she wasn't in Borneo boiling people in a pot. Okay. What she did was she called up law firm and say, hey, this guy's at the top of his class. Hire him. They give her a big fee. And Robert said it was salary, not commission. It wasn't salary. Clarence Thomas has been on the take for 20 years. Gorsuch had the fishing cabin that suddenly this guy out of the biggest, one of the biggest law firms in the country said, boy, I really took a look at that cabin. Kind of liked that cabin. Then he offered him, he made him 500 grand profit on it when he couldn't sell it for years. When people get money like that, and now, of course, Alito, when people get money like that, they remember it. They're grateful. You can't, you shouldn't bribe the judge. You shouldn't hire his wife for 10 million bucks. You shouldn't fly him on a private plane for 100 grand and give him $1,000 bottles of wine. He's going to rule your way. And that's what's happened. And the thing that's really dangerous is that there is no code of ethics governing the Supreme Court. There's one governing every judge in this country, from the lowest trial judge to the highest court of appeals, every judge in every state, but not the U.S. Supreme Court. And Congress said, we're going to pass a code of ethics for the Supreme Court. And Justice Roberts said, no, you're not. We're a co-equal branch of government. And all nine justices, including the three Democrats, signed onto that. To me, that's entirely corrupt. This Supreme Court has got to go. Now, how does it go? They get appointments for life. You can impeach them just like a president. It has to pass the House of Representatives. And there has to be then 2/3 majority in the Senate to convict them. Do you honestly think that with Kevin McCarthy in the House of Representatives, he's going to go after these right-wing judges who took money? No, he's not. It's not going to pass. And if it got to the Senate, even though we have a one-vote majority, do you think Moscow Mitch is going to come up with 17 more votes to convict these people when he couldn't come up with that to get rid of Trump? No, it's not going to happen. What has to happen is a change that says these appointments are for a term of years. And I'll throw this out, 20. Appointments and election, not appointments, but elections for judge. Remember, state Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin are elected. All federal judges are appointed and confirmed by the Senate. We, because of fighting Bob La Follette and our progressive decision tradition, elect our judges. Most states do not the way we do. Make it a 20-year appointment. If it was a 20-year appointment, Clarence Thomas was appointed in the early 90s. He wouldn't have been able to do it again after 2012. We would have been rid of him. 20 years is a long time. 20 years is a long time. To me, that's it. If you wanted to, you could have a provision that said they could be reappointed for 20 years, but at least you have another kick at the cat. My preference would be, no, you can't. There's plenty of good lawyers in this country that could serve. But you right now have at least five corrupt judges, and by corrupt, I mean they take money, And then they vote on cases and they vote for the people that they took money from for the rest of their lives. And some of these are reasonably young people. Thomas was in his early 40s when he was appointed. He's already been on since, 30 years. He could be on another 20 years, taking money and doing whatever his donors want him to do. I think the only way to handle this, frankly, is to impeach them. We don't have the votes. Is to make an issue of it the way I am now and you are now, and let it be known that we do not have confidence in them. We think they're crooked. Now, what happened in 1935 when Congress passed the Social Security Act, the Supreme Court announced it was unconstitutional. Roosevelt said, but now Roosevelt had massive majorities in the Senate and the House, to be fair, said, fine, there's nothing in the Constitution that says there have to be nine justices. In the 19th century, there were fewer than that. Went up and down. I'm going to put five more justices on, and we'll have a majority and do what we want. And they got scared, and one guy chickened out. So 5-4 by one vote, Social Security was upheld. Before that, they had held the New Deal unconstitutional because they said the Constitution doesn't permit it. What do you mean the Constitution? Who the hell told you you could vote to disqualify some kind of economic legislation of Congress just because you have a feeling in your gut that it's a bad thing? Here is the delicate dance. Never forget this. We need a federal judiciary. We need a judiciary that's insulated from politics. We need one that's honest. And when it issues decisions, even if we don't agree with them, we obey them. That's why we have integrated schools. That's why we have a First Amendment where the press and you can't be sued for saying that the county board is on the take or they're in the hip pocket of the developers. I want it kept that way. Roe v. Wade. People obeyed Roe v. Wade, even though there's a lot of dissension. The irony is that in Dobbs, what they did is undid what they did in a crooked way. The undoing of Roe v. Wade was 5-4. Citizens United. 5-4, Shelby County, gutting the Voting Rights Act, giving us gerrymander, 5-4, crooked Clarence Thomas was the fifth vote. But some of these others are on it too. That is, we need this reform. Keep the drumbeat of criticism up. It's essential, it's necessary. Going to a break, lines are open, 844-967-2789, a lot more back after the break.
Inside a plastic box. She's a 20th century Fox again. 20th century Fox again. 20th century Fox again. She's a 20th century Fox.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast.
Lows around 65 overnight under mainly clear skies. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Lows dip down to about 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 80s. Thunderstorms both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's another one. This is unbelievable in my view. But talk about the Republican Party just trying to take attention away, heat off of Trump, attention away. Not just the Biden impeachment, not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, going after Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas. Just came out today. The House advanced by a vote of 218 to 208 on party lines, a resolution to censure Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is one of our best members of Congress. He was an impeachment manager. He was a chair of the Intelligence Committee. He's one of the best running for Congress in California. But the censure is censuring him for investigating Trump's Russia connection. No, wait a minute. You think these guys had a sense of humor? The Senate, when the Republicans had it, so they had the majority in the committee, Foreign Relations Committee, found that Russia had interfered in our election to benefit Trump. Democratic senators agreed. But the Russians, the Republican senators were in the majority and pushed that through. Trump, in one of the debates, goes, quote, Russia, are you listening? If you're listening, hack into Hillary's emails. He said it. And then they did. In the Mueller report, Mueller found that the Russians had gone into our elections, had hacked into our elections. But they want to censure Schiff for investigating that. Seriously. Now, here's the procedural background. Here's what I think's going on. And it's going to pass, and I want to comment on that too. The procedural background was a week ago, it did not pass. This has been put in by Congresswoman Luna, a right-wing nut. She's a white right-wing nut from Florida. But in the original one, it resolved to fine him $16 million. $16 million bones. And they were basing it because Nancy Pelosi had fined congressmen if they brought a gun on the floor or if they refused to obey the vaccine mandate. If you remember, during COVID, and I'm talking before vaccines, so if you got COVID, you could die before vaccines, there's a vaccine mandate when it first came out to kind of alleviate that. Otherwise, they voted remotely. Some Republicans refused to take the vaccine, would show up with COVID. Some of them smuggled a gun on the floor. Lauren Boebert smuggled a gun on the floor. A couple of the others did too. And the way they did it is they avoided the metal detectors. They're metal detectors. She said, you got to go through the metal detector. They just popped the bird to the guy at the metal detector and walk around. And what she ended up doing was, because trying to collect it, you'd start litigation. She had the clerk withhold their salaries in that amount, $5,000. One of them was so sneaky. Now listen to this. You'll love this. So sneaky that he made sure he had no income for her to withhold. Why? How did he do that? He said he had 200 dependents on his federal tax form. 200 dependents. So therefore, there was all of his money was somewhere else, and he couldn't do it, and blah blah blah. What happened before was that some of the Republicans didn't like the $16 million fine because they thought, wait a minute, what when the Democrats get in, what do they do it to us? So she reissued the thing now. It didn't pass last week. It was tabled. Well, now there's a motion to untable it, and they dropped the $16 million deal. And the resolution now reads, for quote, misleading the American people and conduct unbecoming a member for investigating the Trump-Russia connection. That's literally it. Now, this will do nothing but help Andy Schiff in his Senate run, Adam Schiff. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. What's going on with this Congress? Can they govern? No, they can't govern. You have one nut, Bobbert, going after Biden, another nut, Luna, going after Schiff, Adam Schiff, and they think this is drawing attention away from what? From dead undercover agents that were disclosed because Trump stole top secret information and kept moving it around and left it unsecured for spies to look at. We're going to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, along the lines of what you're talking about, Matt, what will these guys get in office somehow? They get elected by individuals. And I hate to say it, but a lot of these individuals don't really know all the facts and somewhat where their bread is buttered. But all these obtrusive people in Congress, you know, there has to be a cure or something that you know, to get better qualified and more sensible people in Congress. You know, you got a lot of seats to fill and not enough people on the ball to run it. So that's my comment for the day on that.
Well, you're being very charitable. You know, you're being very charitable because I've often wondered, too. You know, a congressional seat is what, 700,000 people? That's 435 of them, so 750,000 people. And I'm thinking, what kind of people would vote for Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz? I mean, if I were a Republican in those districts, even if I wanted to vote Republican, I'd go, no way, no way. I would vote for somebody else who ran a Republican primary. I would love to have a House with a lot of people in it who are center-right Republicans, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger in the old days, like a Dwight Eisenhower. Of course, he was never a general, never had elected office before going for president, but people of that stature. The people that we have now are vandals. They try to vandalize on the national debt. There were enough of them that said they would not vote to extend the debt limit under any circumstances. They wanted the United States to go under. And we put together a coalition, but that's what's going on. And I want to get that out on the air to everybody. Be aware of the severity of this issue. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great caller as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Now, I'm Lionel.